Shandin Dila wrote these beautiful verses on bring about joy. Let me recite at least two sentences from his verses. Today, I am born in the family of the Buddhas. Now, I am the spiritual heirs of the Buddhas. We can recite lines or come up with inspiring affirmations that can give a rise to the joy in each of us. Or we can be joyous because we are here together, or we are doing this wonderful inner work for the benefit of everyone, for the whole world, for our family, for our friends, for humanity. Knowing that this path is actually where to peace, where to unconditional happiness. It's a way to the infinite within. You might like to imagine that there is now this genuine smile on your heart. And imagine that joy is permeating your entire being. Imagine that your muscles are beginning to relax. Your heart is also beginning to open. Old knots in your mind begin to melt in. In some Buddhist tradition, and there is a set of reflection that we go through before we meditate or before we do the sadhanas. And these reflections are sometimes known as the thoughts turning your mind towards the Dharma. One of the four thoughts, the four reflection is to just contemplate how rare, precious, and at the same time transient, this human existence is. You might like to bring this image in your mind, this exquisite dew on the grass early morning. It's totally enchanting. It's enchanting because it is also transient. So your own existence is like that. It's enchanting, precious, and yet it can dissolve at any given moment. With that recognition, now feel this aspiration as well as commitment to the path of inner transformation. And then the next step is to take refuge. Traditionally, we take refuge in the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha. Here, the three jewels is already in each of us. This is why Buddha said, be lamp unto yourself. And there is a Buddha in each of us. That wise, compassionate, and courageous Buddha lies at the very core of our being. And that Buddha is none other than our true nature. The Dharma is your ever-unfolding lifelong path, the path of transformation. And the Sangha is your inner ally, your courage, your faith. Your trust. These are your fellowship. So just take a moment to feel that you are empowering yourself and recognizing that the three jewels is already inside you, and feel that you are now taking refuge in each of them. It is said that our mind is like the ocean. Sometimes there can be storms, turbulence, and waves on its surface. At the same time, the depth of ocean is always calm and serene. In the same way, The depth of our mind is always serene. We are going to use a concentration to let ourselves fall on that ground, fall onto the ground, which is the nature of your mind. Perhaps you can use this image that you are allowing yourself to fall without too much effort, with trust, onto that ground, the nature of your mind. Follow your own breath. Your breath will lead you to rest in that serene and peaceful place, that sanctuary inside you. Let go of your thoughts of the past, future for a while. Let go of your mental strategies, your objectives, your plans. Let even go of the idea of that you're going to meditate. Be totally innocent, as if you're born right now, and follow your own breath. And feel all the nuances of each breath. Now and then you might like to exert this very gentle effort to be aware of the full cycle of each breath. Notice that you're breathing and feel your own breath in your nostril, in your chest, and in your belly. Let this awareness of breath refresh your mind. Perhaps many of you are already feeling this simple serenity and then let go of your all attentions, rest in that serenity. Let go of all your effort. Don't try to control your mind. Don't try to modify the natural state of your mind. Some tradition said that the ordinary mind is the Buddha mind. When you Let go of all your effort. Effort of rejecting, grasping. And then what you're going to see right away is the ordinary mind. It's ordinary mind because it is not an altered state of your consciousness. It's not a samadhi. So leave your mind as it is. Don't try to invite particular thoughts or experiences. Don't try to arrive at any desirable states. In the same way, don't push anything away. If you are feeling contraction in your body or mind, witness it. Remember not to judge it. Don't try to eliminate it. Or if you are experiencing melting of the heart, or opinion of your consciousness, then enjoy those wholesome mental states and don't get attached to them, but you can enjoy them. So in the beginning, you may feel that now there is a distance between you and everything else because you are witnessing whatever is rising in each moment without any judgment. You may feel that you are this witness. So there is a sense of a separation between you and everything else. And this is a sometimes natural process. And sooner or later, this distance will dissolve. Instead, you're observing the sound, you become the sound. Instead, you are seeing the form from distance, you become the form. Maybe this is what Buddha meant when he said, in the heart, there's only the heart. In the sin, there's only the sin. Perhaps many of you are familiar with the various meditative states. like for absorptions, for formlessness, and yet this ordinary mind is the highest state of meditation. So continue to rest in this ordinary mind. Perhaps right now you're hearing the sound of a fan going. How ordinary it is. Let thoughts arise in the same way that emotions, feelings arise on their own. There's this helpful image that you can use to really understand the heart of meditation. That is the stream of water flowing on the lotus. It's in a traditional image. And lotus does not reject the water. And it does not hold on to the water either. And you know how beautiful that image is. In the same way, this non-judging awareness is like the lotus. All the rising, passing away thoughts, emotions are like the water. In the heart of this awareness is non-attachment, non-identifying. The moment you want to push away something, and that's also a form of attachment. Keep relaxing in this ordinary mind. That's all you need to do. Keep relaxing in this ordinary mind, and then whatever you are searching for will emerge from within. Inside. Awakening, love, peace, they all will arise on their own. They all will emerge from within. The eye of Dharma will open on its own. You may wonder sometimes what is happening in this non-judging, all-embracing yet simple awareness, the purification is taking place. Sometimes this process can be very subtle. In this awareness, all your mental habits and your karmic patterns are dissolving. It's not like that you are making them to dissolve, but they are purifying by themselves. The vicious circle stops. Shavkarpa said something like this: a cave facing north, there is darkness of 1,000 eons, a flame can vanish, all of them, in a single moment. That flame is a metaphor for this awareness that you are resting in. This flame, this lamp, is the lamp that the Buddha was talking about. Be lamp unto yourself right now. This moment, you are light, you are a lamp. Let's end this meditation by reciting the words of Buddha in silence. Be lamp unto yourself. And there's also a Sangha outside too. There's a Sangha inside. So I'm feeling this gratitude to all of you. A gratitude to the wonderful Dharma teachers, and to this fellowship, to each of you. You have been receiving many guided meditations. I was enjoying hearing the guided meditation that the other Dharma teachers have been offering. And I found that there's no obvious contradiction. There's no even difference between the meditation that they have been offering and I have been showing. Even though we may use sometimes a different language, and yet it's the same meditation. It's the sati, the samadhi, the rigpa, the awareness of the ordinary mind, tamarkichipa, or the Buddha mind. They're all the same. We are learning here very invaluable, priceless methods. And I hope all of you take these teachings, methods, the meditation instructions with you. Remember to apply them every day life. And to witness amazing changes inside you. Your change is not only for yourself. Your change will be appreciated by the world, by people around you. Your friends, your family, your parents, and many people benefit from your change. Sometimes we feel that we are so small, we are so insignificant as a single individual, and we feel that there's not so much we can do to change this world. This world is too big, it's too complicated for us to do anything. But we can make difference. We can change this world. Not in the way that we expected. We can change this world by changing ourselves. I offered that short speech the night we began this retreat, and I talked about the whole essential meaning of Dharma is to change. I'm sure you're feeling this divine impulse, and that is our longing, our deepest longing to change ourselves. When I say change ourselves, I do not mean there's something wrong with us. Our true nature is already perfect. I have a question for all of you. This is a Q&N session. How are you doing? You don't have to say anything. Maybe there's not so much time to keep going for answering questions. Maybe I'll tell you one joke. This is a very famous joke. I'm sure many of you have heard that already. A Buddhist monk was walking and ran into the street vendor selling hot dog. The monk ordered a hot dog. The street vendor said, "How would you like to make hot dog?" The monk said, "Make me one with everything." Then the monk was waiting for the change. But the street vendor didn't give any change. Finally, the monk said, "Where's my change?" The street vendor replied, "The change comes from inside." Change comes from inside. Much gratitude.